Proudly presented by Provident Payments, this is Hometown Heroes, celebrating everyday Americans who answer the call of duty.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes, and a little different feel today with 92-year-old Jacob Volkov of Fresno, California, author of Trekking Through Trials. We have that book linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com and on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. The 10th of 10 children in a family that had been exiled from Russia because of their religious beliefs, Jacob was born in Turkmenistan and raised in Persia. You heard him say that World War II didn't really affect life in their small Russian village in what is now Iran, and that he didn't necessarily even believe all the news about that global conflict that would occasionally filter its way to their isolated community.
But after the end of the war, you're starting to hear more things, and you're hearing about America as the city on a hill, so to speak, that you wanted to come to. What else happened there to bring you to the States?
Again, because the news was spread. Now we could go to America. We as children played war. I chose to be American as a boy. Nobody knew anything about it, but I made sure that America was on the top. And I wanted to be American even while growing up in Iran. So in 1950, I was the only one who spoke English, because some American people wanted to go to Russia, it's peacetime, as missionaries to preach the gospel. And they approached the Soviet ambassador. And the Soviet ambassador, surprisingly, was very gentle. He told them, okay, let's look about it practically. Russia was involved by the communists. They almost came to Moscow. And suddenly they were so far away from their own country to get the food or whatever it is from their country to them all the way to Russia was impractical. And besides, that year, the winter came very early and very severely. So they couldn't get everything they needed, the ammunition, the food, the whatever human beings needed, and it came in late or none at all. So they decided, to hell with Russia, we're going home. And a lot of them died on the way. And what they did, they burned cities, they burned land, any kind of crops that they destroyed. In fact, the Germans brought railroad wagons and loaded with Ukrainian soil because it was so rich, and brought it to Germany. Imagine Ukrainian soil in Germany because their crops would grow better than their own German crops.
But so these missionaries were how you ended up learning English? Because they ended up where you were, or what happened there?
See, we had missions in different countries. So one family way to one country to another, and one country decided to remain in Iran and built a boarding academy, meaning high school. And they were looking for students, and that a Russian-speaking missionary found about me that I am excellent in languages, spread the news that in Tehran, the capital of Iran, there is a boy in the village who will be very good in the village. So the principal of the new boarding academy came on an American missionary we call a what do you call the car that is used like carrying wounded people?
Ambulance?
Yeah, like on their, and they were selling, the Americans were not going to take all their possessions. It's just like bringing burning fire into the forest. So they told the Persians, we have a lot of wealth here. Why don't you, we'll sell it to you for a very short and cheap price just to get rid of it. So the Persian told the Americans, we don't want American rags. And Americans said, you want rags? They took their brand new American uniform and put some soldiers with scissors and just cut in delicate places and just threw them away. And I remember my brother, and they were just selling them to any people. And my brother, the oldest one, went to the city and he came across Americans' brand new uniform mended. He bought some. And so I did see the mended American uniform. So I went to the missionary school. I was the one of the very first students to be there. And I'm not going to talk about it because in great detail I described it in my book, and I don't want to talk about it.
And how did you end up as a guy who spoke Russian and Farsi but not as much English? How did you end up in the U.S. Army and acquiring your citizenship as a result?
I learned enough English in Iran to be accepted into the military language. So I was trained to be a medic, to be sent to
Korea,
yes. And so I was to go. And someone found out that I had three languages. And they said, hey, we hire people with the education that the person we trained to be on the battlefield. And then we hire them. And here is, we own it, our free person. Let's teach him, let's take him away from Korea and send him to the intelligence school.
I believe you spent close to 3 years in the Army, is that right?
2 years. And because I did not take vacation, because I didn't know what to do, where to go, I just continued working.
And you were trained as a medic, and you said you were hoping to be a medic in Korea. Then they had you take the test for intelligence, but you didn't pass English, so they sent you to Japan?
No, they sent me to Japan to begin with. I didn't want to go to Korea at all. Uh-huh. They just sent me from America on a ship to Japan.
And what did you do there?
I worked in the hospital. It was a military American hospital on Japanese good hospitals. And shortly after I immigrated, returned home to America, the Japanese took possession of those hospitals, American hospital, on Japanese good hospitals. And shortly after I immigrated, returned home to America, the Japanese took possession of those hospitals.
What kind of things did you do? And who were the people that you were treating?
American soldiers sent from the battlefield, or those who were sick. So I had one who dived from a boat into shallow water, and he injured his head and his neck. Well, he was one of my patients. And I didn't do anything simple, just like a nurse.
And I'm just imagining that you saw soldiers in all kinds of situations. Guys, you said someone who dove in and was injured that way. You saw guys with wounds that they suffered in battle?
I guess it was psychological. There were some students who had that problem. They had no injuries of any kind. They were just upset, so they sent them to the hospital to get well. So I worked with them, joked with them, made them happy.
These are guys battling different forms of what we would generalize now as post-traumatic stress disorder, the battle fatigue?
I think so, yes.
How hard was that to see? Because these are young men like you who've had to see things that people should never see. Was it hard to see them in that kind of state?
You know, my grandmother was a natural healer, uneducated. In Russia, she hardly stayed home. She could identify all kinds of diseases and treated all of them. I think I got some of her gifts, inherited something.
It's time for our final break, but we'll explore more of Jacob Volkov's time as an Army medic when we come back. Also, his honor flight to Washington, D.C., and why that made this immigrant even more proud to be an American. Head over to hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page for photos of Mr. Volkov and a link to his book, Trekking Through Trials, and we'll be right back after this. Do you ever have those moments where you realize you've been settling for less than the best for far too long? Sometimes we just accept the status quo without looking around for better ways to do things. And I've got to tell you, when it comes to your money, I believe I found a better way with EECU. Take a look at myeecu.org and you'll see why. EECU is not a bank. It's a nonprofit credit union that's all about taking care of you, the member. That's one of the reasons EECU just keeps growing and growing. Close to 300,000 members now in 10 different California counties. Over 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And what I really love is how EECU always goes above and beyond to serve the community. In 2013, the leadership and generosity of EECU helped establish Central Valley Honor Flight. Over 1,500 veterans now have gotten to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. for free. And that's just one example of the community involvement EECU takes oh so seriously. Pick up the phone and become a member today. 1-800-538-3328. That's 800-538-3328.